Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Relly Rel. This is Sekhmet Vision, here to talk about our Yoni Care event. We're going to recap the event. We're going to talk to you guys about what Yoni Care means to us individually. We're going to review, go over the reviews from those who came to the event and check in with what they had to say and how they feel. And we're going to talk about what we feel our guests took from the event and what you guys can look forward to moving forward from us.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm Sherelle. I like to go by Sekhmet. That's just my persona, you know. If Beyonce could have saucer fierce, I'm gonna have Sekhmet. That's just me.
Absolutely.
So what I want to talk about initially, because we're going to go recap the event first, just going into it straight on, I don't think neither of us anticipated how well the event was going to go. We kind of all had jitters. We all were kind of nervous. Like, I don't know what to expect, you know, but initially, once we got in, everything started to flow and things went really, really well. It just lined up exactly how it should be.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what does the Yoni Care Workshop mean to you personally, Sherelle?
To me personally, the Yoni Care Workshop, first it starts with you, the individual. I feel like what I bring to Yoni Care is individualism, you know, and it takes a lot of courage to be an individual. And Yoni Care starts with yourself, because you can't even begin to start teaching people about Yoni Care, because Yoni Care isn't just for the vagina. It's also about like your spiritual well-being, your mental well-being, and all that starts with the womb for us, you know. So individually, you look into yourself and you start to question, like, where am I with my own womb care? And you look at things like that, and then you look at other women and you see, like, you know, it's crazy when you get to a point where you can see, you can tell when someone's been through some type of trauma via their womb.
Yoni
Care is more than just like wash your vagina.
That's right.
It's so much deeper. It's way deeper than just telling women to what products to use, because that's along with it. You know, we have to be mindful of what we put into our yonis, the products that we're using with soaps, tampons, pads, what else can we think of?
The foods you eat,
the condoms.
Right.
All of those things affects our yonis, and we're at the time where it's time to be more mindful of that, because now we're at an age and time where women, and Black women in particular, are being plagued by ovarian cysts and fibroids.
Absolutely.
And miscarriaging,
high death rate.
In our birth rate, women are dying, and we have the highest rate in all of those things, in all of those categories regarding our wombs. So it's time to be more mindful, and not just because the hygiene products and how we care for our vaginas is a major component. Who we allow into our sacred space is important. You know, and with the condoms that we use, because they have chemicals and things as well that we have to be mindful of. What we're eating, drinking, also acidic foods, and water can be acidic as well.
That is true.
For me, Yoni Care definitely starts with the individual, but then after that, we have to start educating and illuminating other women.
The education.
Yes, because we could just sit here and talk about it and all that stuff, but you really have to educate yourself on Yoni Care and what that means and what's best for us, because clearly we're at a point where we just know that natural is best.
Absolutely.
It all across the board for everything, as far as medicine, as far as eating, as far as what we put in our bodies, what we put on our bodies.
Body. Absolutely.
Natural is 100% the best solution.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh my God, I can't wait to dive into this, really. So to talk more into that, we're going to start recapping the event.
It's okay. It's cool. We're all going to introduce ourselves and what the Yoni Care means to each individual person. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and pass the mic.
Pass the mic. Okay. Well, my name is Lexi. I go by Lexi. It's not my full given name. So that's actually a nickname. A lot of people don't know that. Yoni Care Workshop, when I first heard that name, Yoni, a lot of people aren't too educated mm-hmm. as to what Yoni means. It's your womb. It's your uterus. It's your vagina. It's your vulva. It's everything to do with that. In
life.
The womb is its own separate entity. Mm-hmm. Although it is connected to us, we need to view our wombs in the same ways as we view the mind or the brain, which is on our shoulders. The yoni affects the body in the same ways. If you're wounded, you know how people say brain dead. If your womb is dead, it affects you. It affects all the other organs in your body in the same ways as if you were brain dead. So what Yoni Care means to me, like personally, and just what I plan on offering when I think of who I can be to the group, is just spiritual alignment. And, you know, facing the traumas of the womb, that's what I plan on bringing forth. And I think that's what I focused on in our last event, is just that acknowledgement on how trauma can affect the womb and us facing it and how to face it. And that being okay to face your traumas, to acknowledge your traumas. And I think that's the first step to womb care, is acknowledging that a lot of the ways and a lot of the things that we were taught how to be and how to take care of ourselves are wrong.
Yes.
And so that's a cognitive thing, to rewire the way that you think in order to help your health, in order to rebuild your womb. You have to acknowledge that you've been traumatizing it. So I look forward to all the things that I spend time in my personal life. As my sister Sekhmet Sherelle says, I look forward to sharing those things on the Yoni Care platform, on my personal platform, the things that I have to go through in order to be a light to my sister. So mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to all of that. And I feel like what we do individually is so important. So that's just what I focus on and what I think I add to the group mm-hmm. as an individual. Yeah.
So I'm Shara, also known as the Coco Goddess. And we are all multi-dimensional beings. So there's not just one thing that each of us ladies brings to the Yoni Care Workshop. We're all multi-dimensional. And like my sister Alexis said, or Lexi said, multifaceted. The thing that I like to definitely focus in on is food for the womb care.
Yeah, so important.
Yes, feeding your body natural and healthy, organic things that come from the earth. So much of the foods that we eat today, like the meats, are so full of hormones and chemicals. And we have to get back to what's natural to us. The chemicals and the hormones are definitely affecting the endocrine system, which is why so many, it's affecting women in general, but it seems that at a higher rate, it's affecting African American women. We do have high death rates in giving birth. We do have high rates in cesarean sections.
Yeah.
We have high rates in women. I suffer from fibroid tumors. I'm shrinking them down now. Changed my whole dynamic in the way I think about food today. I don't think of food as just like, oh, that tastes so good, I gotta have it, I gotta eat it. You know, I'm very cautious and I'm very mindful about what I put in and on my body today. Like my sister Sherelle said, with the with the products that we use, cleansing products, our feminine care products, they're full of poison. And we have to learn to use things that are natural. Please, Target is one of the best places that I find good health. feminine health products.
Yeah,
even they have the natural. Yes, mm-hmm. yes, they have beautiful natural products to cleanse yourself with, and feminine hygiene pads, tampons, all of those things. So mm-hmm. be mindful. So many of those products that we're using have chemicals, and they affect the endocrine system as well, mm-hmm. which affects our hormones, and our hormones affect our moods. A lot of people think that Black women have these attitudes. Let me tell y'all, it's a purpose in that. It's a reason for that. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely one for food, eating the correct things to heal your body. That's one of the many things that that I would like to positively affect our sisters with when yeah. they come to the Yoni Care.
Yeah, definitely. I think we definitely yeah. utilized that in our last event. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely, shout out to Tower Blends. They yes. definitely.
Thank you, Tower Blends.
Yeah, thank you. They definitely had the acai bowls and just all the good nutrition, yes. all the superfoods.
Yes.
It was just like perfect balance to have our event there
yes.
and have them have their foods there. It was yeah, just amazing.
The whole energy, the setting, everything was perfect. It was the perfect place to have our first event.
Yes.
I feel being that the owners there, they're kind of already on that path themselves. So they're like-minded in that way with us. So it just... If marinated yeah. perfectly.
Yeah.
You know, everyone came in, they felt welcomed, mm-hmm. and right. you just feel the love.
It's a beautiful atmosphere. It's it a very really welcoming is. Atmosphere there. And then to have us and then them.
yeah.
it's definitely a place of trust. A lot of us don't trust each other, women in general.
Yeah.
So, learning, relearning, re-educating ourselves and learning to trust each other, especially as African American women.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get back to that. We need to be there for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. And trust is not just always like this pleasant thing.
No.
one of my favorite artists, Jhené Aiko. Or
Aiko.
Thank you. I cannot say it to save my life just now. I don't know why. Favorite artist. But yeah, in one of her songs, she said, in Stay Ready, she says, everything that's dipped in gold doesn't grow, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if everything is dipped in gold, then maybe it'll never grow. And everything sweet isn't sugar-coated. Mm-hmm. So a big part of like that unity and that trust that we're building is not necessarily just like, oh, we're always so happy.
Because we're not.
Nope.
yeah.
we have disagreements all the time, but it always comes back to the love and the trust. I trust my sisters, and mm-hmm. I trust that they trust me too.
Yeah, it's yes. so important that we demonstrate through us those trusting exercises and challenge one another in all dimensions. And that's a big part of holding each other accountable and creating unity.
Yeah.
That don't feel good all the time. This one right here makes me accountable a lot. And I'll be like, you know what, Lexi? I'm just gonna hang up the phone right now. We're gonna talk about this another time.
I'm only like this because I'm the exact same way with myself. Like I am so hard on myself, so it's like I gotta be just as hard on the people around me. But it's very constructive. Like
absolutely.
It's just not criticism. It's very constructive.
Yeah, and I feel once we get back to that tribal instinct,
it'll come more natural.
Treating everyone like we are all brothers and sisters, like. You know, in the 80s and in the 90s even, like, we had that real strong when we talked, like, hey, what's up, brother? What's
right.
up, sister?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, we had that expectation when we saw each other. Now it's like, oh, what's up, my nigga?
Right.
That's a bat. That's my bitch right there.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like we've accepted that as normality and everything like that. It's like, okay, I mean, it's not like
it's
just...
kind of like a, what is the word that I want to use where it's a, It's like it's showing love, but really it's not.
Yeah, showing love in a derogatory way.
And the real deep rooted thing about that is something that I can't wait to really dive into and share with the world is words have Ooh. Vibrations, words have energy. Mm-hmm. So us changing our words from sister or brother, mm-hmm. those have very high vibrations
yes.
In the word. So regardless if we're using the derogatory terms in a positive way, they still have low vibrations.
It's not yeah. positive. There's nothing positive about calling your sister a bitch.
Yeah,
right?
we kind
we
of
have
like
to
just
unwire
got to a point.
Ourselves to that.
because we used to get so easily offended, we kind of got to a point where I'm tired of being offended by these words.
Right, so let me empower it.
Yeah, that's kind of what we did even with nigga, you know what I'm saying? We got tired of it being so powerful over our emotions.
That's good.
That we was like, you know what, nah, like we gonna take this word back, because the original use of the word meant king, nigga.
Nigas.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It meant king or an exalted manner initially, and they turned it into a derogatory term, and we was like, we're not going to be offended by this word anymore. Mm-hmm. We're just going to, you know? So I feel we are definitely getting back to that point. And it's also like leading that example and showing that these women that you can be vulnerable. And I started to see that women were starting to feel comfortable with being vulnerable.
Yeah.
And that's opening a good one too. Vulnerability. Because it's hard to be vulnerable in front of anybody.
Yeah.
And that's
and we're raised to not be that way anymore.
Be strong.
Yeah.
Be strong, independent black women. Yeah. Don't depend on no one for everybody. Don't tell your business to everybody. Mm. What happens in this house stays in this house. And that just repeats a cycle of trauma.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So we do have to get back to that point. Of course, you don't need to be speaking every single thing that happened to you to everybody. Right. You know what I'm
but
saying?
But what does that go back to? What does it affect again? It goes right back into that cycle. It affects the womb.
Yeah. I can't wait to really to really dive in, especially as we go forward with the podcast and with our events, and just really a part of my major is psychology, and really just explaining, like, even the books that I shared with my sister earlier this week or last week when I talked about the archetype, I think that's the word.
Yes.
That's of powerful. You treating your womb like a rape victim or a prostitute or a mother. I'm still digesting that mentally myself. Oof. And what role I've played within my womb. In treating my womb and how that's going to affect my ovaries and going forward, because, you know, I'm blessed to, inshallah, which means God will, I'm blessed to see 25 on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious as to how the things that I learn right now or unlearn are going to affect my womb as I get older. And I'm so blessed to be right in the middle of my sister Cher and my sister Sherelle age-wise. So I really just get to see the full spectrum. So I think... it's powerful for us to acknowledge those things. I think what we're doing is important.
Yeah, absolutely. It is truly important to get to that point, because I didn't realize this until I was out of Fresno, and I'm born and raised here. So I'm not really familiar with things in other states and how they operate. But going to Georgia and seeing how predominantly black it was, and seeing the predominant in black-owned businesses, and seeing the black culture in general, everything was black historical. Mm-hmm. You go downtown, you see all the monuments, you see your
history.
Yeah, literally. You walking into history.
Learning about you.
Go down, go somewhere downtown, and there's the Underground Railroads right there. Power. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, you know, because here, when I started my path of spirituality, it was hard for me because I always felt so alone. Like, I would want to speak on certain things and tell people things. Like, I was very outlandish and outspoken when it came to the topic, and no one was hearing me.
You got people wanting to shut you up, huh?
Yeah, people was really wanting to shut me out, and like was so quick to be like, you don't know what you're talking about, because it's so unfamiliar here. Mm-hmm. They automatically want to assume you don't know what you're talking about. Girl. And I grew up in a Pentecostal Christian family, so that I got called a devil worshiper. Mm-hmm. I've been like, you know, oh, that's the devil's work. Right. Even with saging, my mom says all the time, nothing of God smells like that.
Wow.
If you want to clear some positive
energy.
But
he created it, though. God created it.
Okay. And I'm like, people of all religions, of all cultures, know the powers of sage, first of all.
Yes. We have to learn to respect each other's beliefs.
That's comes down to. Yeah. It's a big respect. We were so very fortunate to be able to speak on a platform a few weeks ago. Whew. And the topic was religion and things like that. And we really just sat there and kind of watched them like really go at it about, you know, their belief systems and what was right and what was wrong. So
powerful.
Like, you know, like thankful that I was able to get up there and be like, we're all right. Mm-hmm. Like none of us are wrong in how we heal. It is all
live under God's the same creator. Work.
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing about that is being able to be transparent. So, for example, when your mom says, you know, like, what is that? Or they don't understand it, is to be able to put it in that religion, their religion's context for mm-hmm. them to understand. Like, mm-hmm. it's the exact same thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's just a different way of doing it. Right. It's a different culture.
We practice different rituals, but it's the same it's the
same belief system. Yes. Yeah, the and same deep-rootedly.
I also feel that, like, with the women who came, they felt comfortable and open, like, regardless of what religious background they came from, they felt like, you know, this is a safe haven for us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's important, too, because one wants to feel judged outcasted. Because of their spiritual path.
Yes.
Or, you know, like, we're in the age of Aquarius, so a lot of people are no longer under that age of Pisces scenario with the Christ age is what it's called. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are, you know, averting away from that. So there are some Christians who feel outcasted because they want to stay rooted with their Christian beliefs.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not. And then, you know, there's people outcasted for going down a spiritual path.
Right.
And it's like we're getting to a point where we want to remove that scenario, like completely eradicate it out of our minds to where we feel comfortable under a house no matter what you believe. Because people of all beliefs could teach you something.
And do you know the peace that will come over the entire world if we just accepted each other for how we were raised, for what region we come. There's so many wars that are fought over religion. It's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid. Just let people be.
The lack of understanding and the lack of empathizing.
Yeah.
Because, like, if I understand you, then I'm empathetic.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how some people are just naturally born with that. And then other people, you have to teach them that.
Yeah.
We talk about this
all the
time.
Yeah. We are at a constant tug of war. We'll go for like 3 hours. And I'm like, sure enough.
Right. Because I'm like,
love
they should just have it. It's common knowledge. She'd be like, it's uncommon.
Again, psychology major. That's where that comes from for sure. Because and I think college does that to everyone.
Yeah, really.
Like, because I walked into college like, I know what I know. And then my professor was like, I'm going to need you to fact check that. You know? And then I'm like, oh. Okay, so like I knew it, but I didn't know it.
Right.
And now I know it. So I can like be at peace with that. I can be at peace with being wrong.
Right.
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah.
Definitely. And it's important to accept that as well when you're wrong. Sometimes I've always said, because I'm not one to admit, like, I don't know everything.
Right.
I just want to know more about everything.
Me too.
And if I'm wrong, you can tell me I'm wrong. I'm okay with that. Just prove me wrong.
I'm a student of life.
Yeah. Always a student of life. But the most important student of it all is mastering myself.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I feel like once you master yourself, or if you are diligently focused on mastering yourself,
mm-hmm.
then you can master everything and you can balance everything.
Powerful.
And I feel like that is what the Yoni Care Workshop
Absolutely.
Is. We're bringing us mastering ourselves out into the world. So it's like a personal challenge is what we're saying. Like, we have challenged ourselves at mastering ourselves.
You got to challenge yourself how you eat. You got to challenge yourself how you worship. How you spend your time. You gotta challenge yourself. The men,
man.
You know, it's not an easy thing. Spirituality and health is not an easy path.
Hell no. When you first start to go down that path, you like everything is all bright and shiny.
Right.
Like, ooh, I'm on this path. Okay, hey. And then you really get in that path, and you like, hold up.
Yeah.
Wait. Like,
I didn't sign up for this shit.
Man.
Like, this is really hard. Like, I'm supposed to be like accepting
peace, love, and trees.
Right.
And all this stuff.
Peace
butterflies. Like, they really trying me.
They done turned into moths.
Like, even this week, I'm going to share it later on this week, but I'll just give my sisters a hint and give you guys a hint. I like going these zones, right? I'm like in my show. I'm a Cancer. So I'm like in my show right now, and I got like hella shit on the wall right now and hella books scattered everywhere. Like, I'm deep within myself at this point. Even going through this week, learning about the psychological side of your menstrual cycle and like having that scientific support is so liberating to me as a woman, as far as like our mood shifting and our thought process is shifting, and like us going into this this deep consideration, and we're like dissecting everything and everyone in our lives and ourselves and our decisions, and am I on the right path? To have like science back that is super empowering.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah. And like I can't wait to share that with my sisters. Like,
oh my gosh,
that education was so liberating for me this week.
Yeah.
Is to understand like where I am within my cycle. Yeah. Like how you're going to act during ovulation, during menstrual, like the waves of it, but to know it psychologically is empowering. It's the same as knowing like your natal chart.
To see it in black and white.
Yeah,
basically like to where you just know what's coming. Like I know like literally a week and a half before my menstrual comes, I cry. Yeah. I was so emotional. I remember I was on my way to LA one day and I was thinking about my ex. I hadn't seen or talked to this guy in so long. And I just like, I actually like took a little cat nap and I had a dream. I was at his funeral and I was like,
oh my God.
See our hormones. Horrible.
These are hormones. You know,
I haven't seen or talked to this guy in forever, but you know, I've just gotten so familiar with myself. I'm like, okay, I'm crying for like literally no reason. Literally in a week. All right.
It's a reason though. That's the thing. Like I get exactly what you mean. Like you're overreacting, but we need those things. Like we need to, it's like shedding your, think of your womb, think of a menstrual cycle. Your menstrual is shedding.
Yeah.
When you're ovulating, it's blossoming. You know what I mean? So like the same process, this is why I'm saying like your womb is just as important as your mind. Like
it is.
It affects everything. It affects
it's
your
a
mind.
Third mind.
It is.
Our stomach, our gut is our second mind.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Well, for maybe women, it might be our second brain, and then for the gut, it's their third brain.
Yeah. So even all of that like makes total sense. Like once you really understand your womb and your menstrual cycles the same way you understand like your astrological birthing charts, like all of, I just can't wait.
A couple of other things that had took place at the event, because it wasn't just us getting up there and speaking. Of course, that was a major component, like a good introduction to it, but we also did yoga and meditation.
It was so good.
And it was so beautiful.
Oh,
like,
so beautiful.
Y'all
like,
saw the picture, right?
I forgot I was teaching the class.
Yeah, for real. Like, really got involved and got inside and was like, yeah. And it was such a beautiful experience with all, like, you know, it really felt like you just felt the unity. You felt the love. You felt the peace.
I can't even describe the feeling that was there, but it.
That was euphoric.
That's good. Euphoric.
That was euphoric.
Yes.
Definitely. Yes. Kendra, she did an amazing.
Shout out to Kendra.
Shout out to Kendra.
Girl, Kendra McGowan.
She did an amazing job leading us into meditation, leading us with the yoga. Because yoga, it people always assume yoga is easy because it doesn't involve
a
lot of movement.
Okay.
But it's all about strength at the end of the day.
It is.
There was times when we was doing poses, I'm like,
right.
And it's like, pull it in. Right. Kendra would come in like right when you felt that way. You're like, I don't know. And then Kendra comes like, feel that. You got that strength.
And
I'm like,
one last breath and release. Like,
exactly.
And I'm just like, you know what? I can do this.
I got it.
I was sweating hard in a mug.
Feel that woman's strength. Got
yes,
it.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
But the unity that was there, there were a lot of women who said that they had never been in the atmosphere doing the yoga with
so open,
with all black women though.
Yeah.
Or we had women of other ethnicities.
We did,
there.
But
we love y'all.
We love everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was very excited that she had been in the atmosphere that way. And then,
I get what you're saying.
Yes.
I get what you're saying. It just kind of clicked in my brain. Like,
women of
I feel
color,
like women of other ethnicities, like, we grew up seeing that in movies, like, women of other ethnicities having that type of bond. We never had that type of bond within the black community.
No.
We were never taught to work on, like, our mental and spiritual health.
All we knew was to go
to
church.
Was church, yeah. So, but
we were
never really taught, like, the individual work of that. You know what I mean? So, and I feel like that event, like you said, like, women were saying, like, they hadn't felt this in 12 years or been in a room with women in this type of setting for years or not at all, ever.
Right.
So I get what you mean.
It was amazing. And if you missed it, you missed out.
You missed
out. But
we're
planning an amazing, two amazing events, amazing events for everyone. And we look forward to servicing in this way. Healing is a service.
Yeah.
It is.
Helping people heal is a service.
Definitely. And, you know, when I went and saw Common speak, he came to Fresno City College at the Speakers Reform, and he spoke, and he closed out. He said, service is the rent you pay for your room here on earth.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is
and
so
that,
true.
And that ranges in a multitude of ways.
Yes.
You know, like...
Being parents?
Yeah.
Oof, all of that.
That is a major service, y'all.
Yeah, being
okay.
parents, caregivers, yes. students,
we
all of
that.
That.
Yeah, yeah, molding individuals to be great individuals that the world needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, how you treat other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that the way you treat other people, the way you talk to and about other people reflects on you at the end of the day.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
When you really care about yourself and you get, like, and it takes some real work.
It does.
Because that was my path, because before even really being spiritual, I've always just been on a path to individuality. I left, you know, I grew up in church, mm-hmm. but I left the church when I was about 16, 17 years old, officially after 18, because after 18, I had my daughter, and I kind of wanted her to be around the family and that positive energy, but I left the church because I was demonized too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you had like a really unwelcoming experience as far as that specific religion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so beautiful that we each have individual that we're on this platform and we each have different perspectives as far as religion goes or experiences,
mm-hmm.
more or less. So like even for me, I grew up in a house where, you know, my mother was Christian and my stepfather was Muslim. So, or Islamic, you know? So I was allowed to experience whatever religion I felt fit was fitting to me.
I think mm-hmm. everyone should have that freedom. Like, I don't feel like us as parents, sometimes I regret pushing a religious belief, excuse me, on my children. I wish that I would have given them the opportunity in the space to choose for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, what will a person really choose for themselves if they don't have someone constantly pressing something into their mind?
That
yeah,
is true.
That's true. And that's where, like, I am with raising my daughter. You know, because we don't go to church, but when she's with her dad's family, they go to church on Sundays. And she likes to
the
go
balance
to church.
Above.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes
mm-hmm.
she'd be coming and she'd be like, hold up, wait.
She's
hand.
So cool with that, and she'll say whole prayers.
Yeah, she'll say a whole prayer, and I don't feel offended like that. No,
she says it all in the prayer, too.
Yeah, you know, we always start, Ashe God, Ashe Ancestors, Ashe Orisha, Ashe Loa, thank
what
you
What does
all.
The word Ashe mean, please?
Yeah, so many people ask that.
Yeah, there's like so many ways like you can go about it, but Ashe
it's
is
like
blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Blessings. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a broad
it's like
term
namaste.
For that.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Exactly.
Same thing.
Yeah. And it's like, that's true too, because we were talking about how words are powerful and also knowing the meaning of what we be saying. Because a lot of times we say a lot of things and don't know. Like, because, you know, in Christianity or a lot of religion, we say amen.
Mm-hmm.
And we like, you know, they're taught not to worship other gods, etc. But amen is another god in
it's from
general.
Ancient Kemet. Amen Ra.
You know, so it's like just being educating yourself at the end of the day. You know, never limit yourself to what you can learn.
Because
that was something that I faced a lot, too. People try to limit you like, oh, we're not allowed to learn this stuff.
And that's why I was saying we're a multidimensional being. Stop putting people in a bubble or a box or whatever it is that you're trying to capture them in. Let them just be.
I think it comes down back to, or not down to, it comes back to individuality.
Yeah.
And that is a mastering in itself.
Yeah.
The individuation mm-hmm. is the mastering
it
within itself.
True self-love.
True. Like,
and how do we get to that, y'all? Because
that's what we're going
to
be pushing.
And that's hard. I've gotten to that point because I was always very insecure because I have big legs. I've always had big legs.
Beautiful.
And
big
I would
legs.
Feel.
Thicker than a Snicker.
Initially, I would feel extremely insecure about my legs being so big and my arms. Like, I'll wear long sleeve shirts. I'll wear pants all summer long. You know what I'm saying? I did not want to show my legs at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day I get to a point, I'm like, my legs is banging.
Totally. Thicker than a
Bam. You know what I'm saying? So now
we're
it's
not,
like.
We're not cookie cutters.
Yeah. And even becoming natural.
we're not. You even are shaped different. That's true. You know what I mean?
I'm curvaceous exactly. for a petite woman.
That's yes. right. You know, every woman should be comfortable in her yeah. own skin.
In your own skin. Yes. And you have to eradicate the thoughts of other people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, me becoming natural, that was eradicating other people's cool. opinion in itself.
It's
like,
hard being natural, too.
Okay, so me choosing difficult. To love in my hair. And that wasn't easy because I went completely natural. Mm-hmm. And, like, at first, because my hair would be all fried and dyed. One side would be all flat. The other one would be all fried. Like, it was hard. On? But you have to get to a point where, like, you know what? It takes a lot of patience. That in itself, becoming natural with my hair, being patient and taking the time to learn how to love and care for my
crown.
Hair.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? Same thing for your spiritual
yeah.
self.
Yeah, and getting to that point. And then also, like, you know, eradicating the thoughts of other people and their opinions. Because at the end of the day, I live inside this body 24/7.
And how dare anybody... make someone feel bad for what naturally grows out of their head or what they're naturally born with. How dare you make someone feel ashamed of who they were created to be?
It's that exactly. education, I yeah. think, is going to come down to us mm-hmm. doing like this podcast and putting these conversations out there and starting these conversations.
Yeah, because we definitely want to challenge our viewers.
All of them.
All yes. of them, like, especially the women, like, because we're not being exclusive to other ethnicities, but...
Or men.
Or men. No, we love but being you. That we are all black, copper-colored, beautiful yes. goddesses, you know, we want to focus on ourselves because there's been so much attention outward right. and none of it has come inward. And now, like, that's just where we're at.
And people have a preconceived idea of who we are. You know, and we need to put it out there, like, look, we're people just like you. And just because our skin is darker or our hair is kinky or, you know, we speak a certain way, that doesn't mean that we're inhuman, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, that's another thing, too, with our Ebonics and how we speak. I hate, like, when we came, wherever this narrative came from, like, you can't be hood and professional. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because... It's like we have to literally dim ourselves down and water ourselves down to appease other people and make them more comfortable to want to work with us, to want to talk to us, to hire us and all that stuff. And it even comes from people who grew up just like us. True. Oh, you're talking like that. You're unprofessional. You're not suited for this job. Mm-hmm.
I think that goes for all ethnic groups, though, because everyone has a fire to them. Mm-hmm. Everyone has ways about them. Like, even conservative people, you know what I mean? They can be too much, and you want to, like, know how to know when and where. Yeah. But that's, you know, that's my difference, because I grew up in the South, as opposed to, like, California made me more of, like, yeah, free spirit, loving trees. Like, so they've always been exposed to, like, that, yeah, free. So, and I grew up very conservative, you know, or in a conservative atmosphere. So being able to come to California and know how to, like, balance the two is beautiful. So I think that's so important that, like, I'm in the middle.
So what do y'all look forward to bringing to the Yoni Care workshop? What do you look forward to exposing everyone to?
Oh man, me, what I look forward to exposing people to is being courageous, because the path of spirituality, to take that step, you have to, it takes courage. It really does. You have to step away. You know, sometimes some people are stepping away from their family ideology and what they grew up on and what they raised on. They're like literally stripping themselves of that belief system. You know, I want to expose women to, like, self-love. And it's, self-love is more than just saying I love myself,
right?
It's, you know, work. What I'm saying, oh my god, so it's much work. Like, you get to a point where it's like, no, what people think of me really does not matter. And you start to consider how you feel. Like, not saying, like, don't care about other people and how they feel and all that stuff and how you affect them, but knowing that in here is most important, because at the end of the day, you live here 24/7. So you could go out making other people feel good, but if you're not feeling good within here, then you're not helping anybody initially. You know what I'm saying?
You have to be the light in order to shine to other people.
Yeah. And for those of y'all tuning in, just so y'all know, this is going to be so big. So when y'all see us on the Red Table Talk and when y'all see us on Breakfast Club, just know that I said it first.
Period, boo. For real.
So now, what is it for you, Lexi?
Man, what I look forward to, a real big thing is, like my sister said, is individuality in showing that each of us are very strong. Each of us are very dominant in our opinions, in our belief systems. Like, even though we're very free spirited, we believe what we believe for ourselves. Like, we have a foundation within ourselves. So I look forward to balancing that and showing that to the world that this can happen and we can balance one another. I look forward to what other people are going to receive from us three being able to balance our dominance in our spiritual realm, and showing that although we are dominant individuals, our collectiveness as a tribe is what will move our generation forward. So I look forward to that.
Absolutely. Y'all have no idea how much I love being around these two amazing young women. They have taught me so much. The wisdom that they carry with them is well beyond age.
I'm an old soul. I'm actually 52.
I have to say it. She older than me.
I look great.
Because sometimes I'll be petty in my actions and stuff, and she have to bring me down. I'm a Virgo. You know, that's just how we do. But what I look forward to the most is for everyone to be healthy spiritually, mentally, emotionally. It amazes me the things that I learn every day about health, about healing. And I'm so excited to be able to share the knowledge and the wisdom that we seek every single day. Like, it's not a day where it's not a day that one of these two don't call me or text me and be like, look what I learned today.
Facts. I'm sending picture screenshots of books.
Yes, yes.
I go to therapy and I'll be like, you know, this is what we talked about at therapy today. Yes. She made sense of this. Like, remember we was talking about that? I'll be like, yeah, I'll be talking about something with my therapist. She'll flip a page. She'll like, okay, so that's that.
Yes.
For real.
And you feel like this because this, this, and that, and this is how you're going to react.
And it's
to
okay.
It.
Exactly.
Therapy is great.
Therapy
y'all.
Is mandatory. That's what we're going to start saying. Therapy is mandatory.
Is mandatory. Okay.
In the ages of psych major, speaking one more time. In the ages through your 20s and your 40s, right? Those are the most two most pivotal times in your adulthood, because you're going to go through the biggest changes, right? You're going to be entering adulthood in your 20s. So that is the time when you need to explore yourself. Like, you need to, you're going to want to cut your hair. You might like girls for a week. Like that, you're changing. You're becoming an adult. That is a heavy transition. You're going to need help with that. You're going to need help in your 20s, right? So therapy is going to help you through it. Having a therapist is one of the most... is the best thing I ever did for my 20s, and I know it's going to be the best thing I do for my 40s and my 50s, like, because that's a transition.
Yeah, and also, like, eradicating the narrative that is disrespectful to speak on the traumas that happen in home.
That's what we're going
to
be doing.
No secrets. That was something I was going through. It was like, if I'm going to therapy and I'm speaking to a therapist, oh, you just want to bash me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Secrets literally hurt people and cause trauma.
That is true. So I think we're going to focus on that. That's definitely something I'm going to challenge. You can ask my sisters. I'm challenging y'all every day. Like, the more I learn, the more I unravel my traumas, the more I'm unraveling the traumas of my sisters. And I can't wait for us to share that with you guys.
I kind of want to go into the reviews that
really
we had from
all of them.
Yeah, because we had some positive feedback coming from...
All of them were positive.
All of the feedback that came in was very positive. Oh, my God. It was just so loving. And then it's like, it's when you get to a point where you know you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you know you're on the right path, and everything about it just feels good, and it just flows and just comes together perfectly, it gives you an exalted feeling in here. Like, I am doing something important. And what I'm doing is valuable, and other people value it. And they even, you know, start to look at themselves. And that's kind of like the point. We want
that
to challenge the women who come to our events or watch our events, listen to our podcast. We want them to take a deep look inside themselves and see what's unhealthy within themselves, and challenging them to heal themselves. Because this is the whole point. We have to heal ourselves.
Yes. It was beautiful to see the ladies that were there have that aha moment.
Yeah, like that shedding of.
You could
yeah.
literally yeah. physically see it. It was like.
That shedding. Oh, so.
Yes, this is what I have to do. It was beautiful. And definitely. I can't wait to see it more. Mm.
So one of the reviews from our sister, Nunu Love, shout out to Janae. We love you. She says, I had an amazing time at the Yoni Care Workshop. The experience was so authentic. I can't even sum it up in words. All I can say is stay tuned. There's more to come. My sisters are bringing you the vibes you've been craving. Fresno, stand up. It's one of our reviews.
That's beautiful. Man,
yeah. So just scrolling through. It's so freaking, so many. So another one from my sister, Ashanti. I'm trying to pull it up, but. Y'all know how technology work. The universe pool, we just went through a retrograde. No, I don't think we went through a retrograde yet. See, look, yeah, I'll come back to me on that as far as the retrogrades go. The technology is not working at this moment. Just know we had some good reviews.
Yeah, a lot of beautiful, positive reviews. And from women who hadn't even done anything remotely close to what we did. And then, like, you know, that being a first-time experience. And they're like, you know, I'm very thankful for this event and opening my eyes and allowing me to be vulnerable and allowing me to speak on certain things and see myself.
Yeah, our sister Ashanti said, this was an amazing event. I can listen to you ladies talk all day. Such a wonderful bonding and learning experience.
It was beautiful. The bonding was beautiful. Shout out to Ashanti. Right? Thank you, love. I don't know if you all saw the pictures of the ladies embracing each other after the yoga session.
We're
going to
share them, yeah, ooh, today.
That was powerful to see the ladies. Like, some of them never even met each other before the mm-hmm. Yoni Care Workshop. And to see them embracing each other and smiling and just loving each other.
Hugging each other, loving each other. Yeah. Like, hey, sis, I love you.
Right, it was beautiful. You know?
Definitely on the path of healing ourselves, because we have to put ourselves first.
Facts.
First and foremost, you know what I'm saying? And also we have to acknowledge that our men need healing as well.
And our men play a pivotal role in our growth.
Yeah.
Because we are X and Y chromosomes.
Absolutely.
So we have to acknowledge our men. We appreciate you. We love you. So your healing for me especially is very important. It's, you know, I procreate with you.
We have plans for you all, too.
Yeah, yes. We have soon comes.
So that's something you guys can look forward to. We are planning a co-ed event where we have men coming. Because, you know, we could heal ourselves all day long. But if our men aren't healed, we're just going to keep running into toxic men who are going to poison our wounds.
Right.
And
we're going to continue to destroy the world. Yeah. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. my question to our audience is, what would be the most comfortable way to make it a co-ed? Are you comfortable with sharing that type of sacred energy pretty much with each other?
Yeah.
And would you like to do it in a couple's way? Or are you okay with just co-ed in general?
I think we're going to create a poll.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to. Yeah, that's definitely what we're going to do. We're going to create a poll because we want to know from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to be like as inclusive to our people and as open to our people as we can, but we also want to be mindful of traumas our women may have faced
regarding men too.
You know, because I've spoken to a couple of men, because we always just focus so much on women mm-hmm. female trauma
mm-hmm.
and to talk
female
to a couple of men
trauma.
Real dominant alpha men
yes.
and they talk about sexual trauma that
yes.
they've experienced. It's always heart-wrenching, but nobody's ever looking
talking
out
about it. Yes.
For the black men.
Nobody right. speaks to them about
no.
it.
Yeah,
and
no.
we
want to
eradicate that.
Yeah, we need that silence. Have to. It's a need it.
Yeah.
It has to be.
It's so pivotal, so important. So we definitely want to work
so
on our black men.
Yeah.
But we want to make sure, you know, we don't want to just bring some woman who had recently been traumatized into a room
in any way by a man
and she just gets bombarded like, oh shit, there's men
and
here
no
in my
right.
vulnerable sacred space.
And vice versa with
exactly.
the men. We want everyone to feel safe. We want our goal is for everyone to trust what we're doing and to feel safe.
Yeah. That's the most important thing, because all the intentions with the Yoni Care events is healing, mm-hmm. being safe, mm-hmm. being vulnerable, mm-hmm. being open, mm-hmm. and healing one another. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's all it's about. So definitely when we put the poll up, we're going to put it in the Yoni Care workshop, and we're also going to post it on each of our
platforms. Be sure to follow our Instagram page, which is Yoni Care Workshops.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. At Yoni Care Workshop.
And let us know what you guys think. Let us know, like, you know, how can we serve you in our events moving forward?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
What would you want from us? What do you guys expect to see?
Yeah, what do you guys We're expect here for from you. Us?
Yeah. Definitely. We're here for your healing. We're here for our healing.
All right, ladies, I think this has been a great, like, I think we touched on everything.
Sweet. Mm-hmm.
We definitely did. Thank you guys so much for coming on and speaking and talking about this, this topic. Look forward to so many more podcasts this summer and mm-hmm. throughout the year in general, okay?
Mm-hmm. So many projects. Definitely.
So many projects to look forward to, you guys.
Definitely check in with my sister for any videographer. We're so multi-talented mm-hmm. and dimensional. Mm-hmm. Definitely, if you need something immediately as far as healing or protection, go link up with my sister, Cher, for your waist beads. And if you just need a spiritual conference, mm-hmm. reach out to me. So we're all three here and in different lights. And yeah.
Yeah, we want y'all to win.
We want to win.
Okay. So if I'm a win, you got to win too.
We're already winning, y'all. And y'all winning because you're tuned in. So.
Facts. Yeah.
So thank you guys for tuning in. Again, this is SecMet Vision. I'm Relly Rel. This was the Yoni Care Workshop podcast. Hey,
Ashay.
Ashay.
Peace, love, and light.
Yes.